Welcome to your Sunday Reader, a joint podcast of St. Mary Parish and WorkingFeetHell.org. Today, we will be discussing the readings for the fourth week of Advent, 2006. A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Thus says the Lord, "You, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain for now. His greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse your power and come to save us. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First, he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, and we're in studio today in front of the Christmas tree at the Rectory of St. Mary's. So, Brian, did you have any thoughts on today's readings?
Well, what struck me today is the line that comes out of the Hail Mary, the "Blessed are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb" line. And that just struck me because a lot of times as Catholics, people say that our Marian devotion is either that we worship Mary or that it's out of place. The idea of our Marian spirituality, it is found right in the Gospels. And the line from probably the most common Marian prayer, which is the Hail Mary, is the line that Elizabeth uses to greet the Holy Mother. And I thought that kind of really leapt out at me. It reminded me that, you know, we are a scripture-based faith here in the Catholic Church, despite some of the criticisms, and that it can be valid for us to have this Marian spirituality, but also to be able to put the prayers in a context, saying what we're saying is that, you know, Mary is blessed because she comes bearing Christ, not only to Elizabeth, but to us in our lives as well. And I think that's an important element that struck me in this, is the idea of Mary is bringing Christ not only into the world, but into our individual lives, into my own life.
Very good. That reminds me of the Greek Orthodox that call Mary the Theotokos.
Yes, the Theotokos. What does that mean, Dawn?
It means the God-bearer. And the fact that we are all called to be the same, that we bear God to other people in the world around us, that always impresses upon me whenever I hear that word or I think about it.
Yes.
I always, during this time of Advent, I always start thinking about Mary and what was it like for her to go through this. And for me, the last line of the gospel, when Elizabeth is saying, "Blessed are you who believed that what the Lord was saying was going to happen." And, you know, if I can't imagine being her at that point in time and what it must have been like and how scary and unknowing. And it's just awesome that she said yes and that her whole life was just about that.
Yeah, she didn't do the Bill Cosby thing with where he has Noah sitting here. Who is this really? Am I on candid camera? The old joke there. But she did. She had the faith to believe, and that what the Lord had prepared for her was going to be brought to fulfillment, and it indeed was. And I think that's, it's interesting too with the new movie out. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen
the Nativity?
Yes, because that, I think, could add another dimension to our Marian spirituality, perhaps. And I'd like to see the movie just because I've heard a few people. It's not getting the same kind of press that The Passion got, but it is. I've had a few people ask me about it or say that they thought it was a wonderful movie, talking about what it must have been like to be Mary during this whole mm-hmm. season of Advent, really. The season where we celebrate the announcement, and just kind of what it must have been like to, you know, hear that you're going to be the mother of the savior of the world.
Yeah, just a little scary. There's this Christian song out in, I think it's called Mary, Did You Know? And in it, it says, Mary, did you know that the face of the little child that you're looking in is the face of God? And I think the line is, the child that you delivered will soon deliver you. And it just, that song always makes me think, you know, what was it like to hold this little baby and to know that this grand announcement was made to you, but here's this vulnerable little child that you're holding. It's just weird and powerful.
Yeah, that is. I had a friend at the seminary who actually, he's deceased now, unfortunately, but he was a musician prior to being in the seminary and did a lot of Christian and Catholic music. And he had a song about Mary called Supermom. Maybe even I can get it at the end of the podcast. I'll play a little clip from it talking about Mary being a supermom. And I think the image really is there, though, because in order to just to hear that you're going to be the mother of the Savior, I can't imagine what it's like to then to say, I'm going to raise this child, that he's going to be the Savior. He's going to be my own personal Savior as well.
Right.
But that's got to be a difficult task, too, to say, I'm going to raise God.
Yeah, how do you ever reprimand, now don't go across the street, God.
or teach him to pray.
But, oh boy.
We've hit new silliness, new levels of silliness in our podcast this week. But I think it's all good stuff that we've got, because I think it does bring home some of the, we laugh about it, but it brings home some of the awesome reality of what Mary was facing, going through not only knowing what the society around her was going to think when they found out that she was pregnant, and not betrothed to anybody at that point in time. But also, just aside from that element, knowing that I'm going to be the person who's going to bring the savior of the world into the world, or into human existence, at least, and what that must have been like, to think of the awesome responsibility, and at the same time, probably the sense of unworthiness, or how the heck am I possibly going to be able to do this?
Just to think how this story happened, you know, 2,000 years ago, and yet it's still, we all remember it, we all know it, and we all repeat it, and what an amazing thing that is.
And I think it's also good, I think that whole element, it's good for us to be able to relate to someone like Mary when we face big challenges or big tasks in our life, whether it be at work, and how am I going to get this project done? This is so much bigger than anything I could possibly do. Or whether it be in our own personal lives, maybe even people who are expecting a child for the first time, how are we going to raise this child, or who have a child maybe unexpectedly even, just the awesomeness of, you know, what you're looking at in front of you, but then being reminded that God is somehow involved in our lives, as he was with Mary, and God's there to tell us, it'll be okay, I'm going to be with you through all of this. I think that's a powerful thing, too, but also to know that, you know, what we are experiencing, and we can relate that to Mary. And that goes back, I think, to what I was saying at the beginning, is this idea of our Marian devotion isn't as somebody that we worship so much as it is somebody who we can look to as another human being who can give us a model for how to live out our Christian lives.
I think we probably should do a correction from last week. We were talking about the O antiphons.
Oh, yes. My mistake. My bad. See, even occasionally the seminarian messes up.
And we like now that. Have that on public record.
That's right. It's all over the internet. Ryan Carpenter's first mistake. Anyway, I was talking last week about the O antiphons, and I mentioned that I was kind of depressed because they come at in the fourth week of Advent. And the fourth week of Advent was only one day this year. But what I forgot is that they actually come by date within the fourth week of Advent. And when the fourth week of Advent is only one day long, they actually come in the third week of Advent. So we did get the O antiphons. They started on December 17th and carry all the way through the Christmas Eve. So we have that. So with that retraction in mind, I think we can end our podcast before we have more visitors into our studio who are wondering what the heck we're doing here. And we'll leave you, and I'm going to leave you with a little bit of music from Maddie Molnar on Supermom Night, and God bless.